This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan Show, and we got a roundtable going here with Harold Save, investigative journalist, and my compatriot Steve Starrs riding shotgun with us as well. We'll keep the phone lines open if you want to jump in at any moment. 800-313-9443. Troll-free number to join us. 800-313-9443. Let's see here. Harold, Steve. Steve, Harold, you guys know each other. Steve, what have you been thinking about, brother? You've been listening.
I've been listening in. Of course, Harold and I intersect on your show quite frequently, but not often enough, so it's good to have him back and hear him back, and he does a lot of great work. I liked what he was talking about before the break, a couple things that went through my mind on two points, that is. One is, the first one was, we talked about Americans being somewhat mentally handicapped or disabilitated, at least in dealing with political issues. Now, sometimes that's because they're busy. Sometimes it's because they deliberately turn off, which is a real problem. It's not the busy people I worry about. It's the ones who are too lazy or inactive to be responsible as citizens and incapable of handling a government like this in the 21st century. Those are the ones that I am quite concerned about, and I'm sure Harold could go into greater details about that. The other point that I like that he brought up was, you know, the fact that there's so much disinformation and confusing information that comes out around events like Sandy Hook. I saw the two guys that were running up into the fields, and yes, one of them was apprehended and put in the front seat of a police car. He appeared to be wearing, you know, some camo equipment or camo gear and camo flak stuff, and who knows who he was. There were several accounts of many different shooters at that location. Of course, all that information disappeared, and I was going to ask Harold on that question. Do you think they're trying to do this intentionally? Just because I think the reality is, it's almost like they're like bullies. It's like they're intentionally, and I blame the news media, because I, as a journalist, I'm trained to check and verify sources and follow all leads. I mean, if you make a mistake, you retract that. And I'm saying there's absolutely no excuse at all for the way this information has come out and it's been used. And so I was going to ask that in terms of saying, it's almost as if it's like the Obama birth certificates are obviously so fraudulent, regardless of where Obama was born. These certificates are so fraudulent, it's almost like they're rubbing our nose in the face of what they're doing to bully people, to separate those of us who are not mentally handicapped and who are thinking about what's really going on, and agitating us against those people who are not paying attention or being irresponsible. And those are the two comments that I got out of the last segment anyway.
Yeah, I think you're right, Steve. I think they're dividing and conquering on the basis of one camp that has time to pursue this kind of information and the people that don't have time and are sticking to the so-called official story. Now, what kind of disinformation is it that gets by the news media when Building 7 collapses 20 minutes after it was announced?
Right.
You know, this kind of thing is just in your face crazy.
Yeah.
And but they got away with it, and they continue to get away with it. So it's every dimension of news media coverage that is the lie that most people will accept. And we're outraged that people are accepting these lies on the face of it. But when you look deeper, they have been conditioned like gerbils to get in that little cage and just keep going around, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And you cannot blame these people. You just have to make the observation that you're dealing with an information war, and that's where Alex Jones is correct.
Yeah, I call it lemming mentality, which drives the masses. And some of the lemmings are kind of standing on the rocks wondering where all the others are going so fast and in a hurry. And there's no point in asking any questions because none of these people have any idea, or it seems like they don't.
Right.
And so we're in this precarious situation right now where at least 10% of the American population is, I would say, alert enough to know what's going on. And another maybe 30 to 40 are teetering somewhere in between. And the rest of these people are sort of like tuning out intentionally, or either because they're too busy, they can't. But we have we actually have, like that word used, a handicapped, mentally handicapped population in the United States today. And I don't think we're going to get to a point where we're going to ever win all the sheep over to the right side. In other words, there's going to be a point of saturation in this bell curve where only a number of people are going to come to the knowledge of this, and then it's going to start to taper off. And at that point, you know, it's whether we, the responsible, or the people who are thinking about what's going on, do something and get organized or become effective. You know, waking up all the sheep is not going to really work here, because people, you know, as society is created and generated,
right.
Yeah, some people are always going to be sheep. That's why society has followers and leaders. You know, I mean,
well, you know, the American Revolution was not is not 100% either. It was a plurality. So it's the stronger ideology drags the weaker one kicking and screaming.
Right, exactly.
And that's the way it is.
Yeah, I was going to even bring up that point as well. You brought it up for me. The American Revolution was very much that way. A lot of people were farming. They were deep in the woods of the Cumberland Gap. I mean, a lot of people really weren't in tune at all with what was going on.
And they were comfortable, and some of them were very comfortable with King George.
Yes.
And that led to a lot of problems. And so there's nothing that's perfect in this world, but deception is one thing that that most people will not tolerate when they know what it is.
Yeah, very good points. Well, you know, again, what are we doing that's effective? I always ask that question. Bob and I have always done shows about trying to find effective solutions. I know that Bob's been down to the city council meeting. I think that's a good approach, because city council has to be held accountable for this. I mean, they have to be held accountable for chemtrails, in my opinion, because the stuff is falling on us. It's happening in our county, you know. And a lot of people would say, well, you know, they try to pass the buck. Well, that's something you're going to have to take to the so-and-so. We're more busy about water lines and sewer lines and zoning issues. No. You know, that's the way they try to dodge that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's not fair either, because they've taken a global agenda.
Yeah.
And through ICLIC and the UN IPCC have implemented regulations locally that have been just testified to without solid proof on a global scale. And what that global warming thing is one of them.
Right.
And
right,
so
exactly.
We have a biomass plant here in Gainesville because the city was so convinced that the warmists were right that they decided to move locally to spend $3 billion on something that is proving not to be so true after all.
Yeah, that the global warming issue is really a serious problem, I know, because I'm freezing here in Colorado and a good portion of the country. I think Bob Tuscan needs to go to sensitivity training school, because he's living down there in Florida in a nice, warm 85 balmy weather, you know. He does not feel our pain.
Well, we have somebody on our side, Dr. Joyce Penner, who is a UN IPCC scientist, who reminds us that contrails that spread and cirrus clouds promote global warming rather than global cooling. So that anybody who says that that chemtrails is a way to do solar radiation management to reflect sunlight back into space is basically wrong. All of these things are being sprayed in the troposphere, not the stratosphere, where stratospheric aerosol geoengineering is determined to be effective. Mm. So that's why there's so much confusion on that. There's a war now brewing within the community of chemtrail activists.
Are they still calling it geoengineering, or are they trying to get away from that term? All right, we got to take another quick break, Harold. We'll pick it right back up in the troposphere when we get back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movie, the radio. Every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times are tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Got Steve Starrs, Harold Save with us tonight. A motley crew, if I may say so. You guys are contemporaries with one another, right?
We are contemporaries with freedom.
Steve, I can't hear you, man.
Oh, we are contemporaries with freedom, Bob. Freedom.
Contemporaries with freedom. Is he still real distant, Mr. Producer?
Yeah, I've got my cheapo mic here tonight.
Why don't you just call in?
I could. I could just call in.
And, just call in.
Meanwhile, it's good to have Harold on. I talk enough on this show. I'd like to hear him for a change.
Yeah, all right. But we want you here to bounce off some crazy ideas off of.
I can do that. And since I'm a contemporary of Harold.
You know the number, Steve?
We're bringing young Bob along. Yes, I do. I'll call in.
I'm only 15. The number, Steve, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And if you want to call in as well, like Steve's about to do here, so we can hear him more clearly, feel free to do so. Harold, I heard you were a chemtrail pilot. Is that true?
Well, I have a general aviation license, single engine land, and I've had it since 1978. I've been looking up since that time at the sky very critically to see whether it's safe to take off or not. And I've been looking at a lot of clouds.
When did the chemtrailing first start?
Well, it's hard to say because it started when the first patent was issued 30, 40 years ago for a powdered contrail generator. And they call it a contrail generator, powdered contrail. So powder and contrails in the same context is an oxymoron. The contrail is water vapor, not powder. So these things have been sneaking up on us, and experiments have been performed for decades before the mid-90s when it really ramped up. And that was about the time of Rio and the United Nations climate change and all of those things. There was a confluence of events that went noticeably global at about the time these chemtrails began. And the chemtrails are global. Global warming is global. All of these global events have one thing in common, undermining the U.S. Constitution. So,
wait a second. How does global warming threaten the Constitution? How does chemtrailing threaten the Constitution?
Well, it's because the overlay of international laws generated by the policymakers at the United Nations are an overlay of the United States Constitution that preempts certain things. Land use in the Agenda 21.
I was going to say, you're talking Agenda 21. By the way, did you hear me on Ward Scott the other day asking the candidate about Agenda 21?
No, I didn't, but it was probably a good question. What did you say?
They had Ward Scott's our local talk show host here on in the mornings. And they had some guy on, and I don't mean to digress from your greater point here, but they had some guy running for a county commission who wants to take Lee Pinkinson's seat.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, long story short, I called up and asked him about Agenda 21, and he's good friends with Mike Byerly, and blah, blah, blah. And the guy turned around and said, I won't address this. This is just a conspiracy theory. And I said, excuse me? It is not a conspiracy theory. This is all public information, blah, blah, blah.
It's on
Even your very own counterpart, Mike Byerly, acknowledged it, who's a longtime fan of Agenda 21 and conservation here in this area.
He didn't want to talk about it because he doesn't know enough to be intelligent. That's probably the reason.
Yeah, perhaps so. But back to chemtrailing and the question I had. How does chemtrailing go after the Constitution? How does not only chemtrailing but global warming, as you said, go after the Constitution?
Everything is global because this is a global overlay on the sovereignty of nations. The EU has already been undermined by this single currency problem. And Homeland Security is not just the United States. It's North America. When you look at some of the little displays there, you'll see that the Department of Homeland Security trumps a lot of issues that and creates new issues that were never there before, having to do with the sovereignty of North America, not just the United States. So right. You have this creeping boiling frog syndrome that little changes a little bit at a time are going to eventually institute a new world order. And that's exactly what they're talking about. And that's what George H.W. Bush talked about, a new world order. And some people actually buy this concept. This is not rejected concept in all circles. A lot of people that are environmentalists and they're just really tired of all of the pollution and everything said there's got to be a better way. So they look with expectation at these global agendas to solve problems. And the biggest one out there right now is global warming.
Well, according to them anyways. Steve, you're part of the New World Order, right? Are you there, Steve? By the way, did you hear the Peace Herald that, what's his name did? James Corbett did? 60 Seconds debunking global warming?
Oh, yeah. And he got all the high spots.
Sure. Should I play that? I mean, it will only take 60 seconds.
Oh, it's wonderful. But read it. Go online and read it, too, after you listen to it.
Yeah, I'll read it. But let's just play it out of his own mouth. This is 10 climate myths busted. You know the Mythbusters premise?
Yeah.
Well, this is 10 climate myths busted in 60 seconds.
The Corbett Report presents 10 climate myths busted in 60 seconds. The Earth is warming. On what timescale? This year was the hottest year ever. Was that before or after NASA and the NOAA altered the temperature record to make recent years warmer? 97% of scientists agree on global warming. You mean 97% of 77 scientists in an unscientific online poll? Sea levels are rising. Yes, at a rate of 7 centimeters per century. Hurricanes are increasing. U.S. landfalling hurricanes are at their lowest intensity in a century. But polar bears! The polar bear population has quintupled in 6 decades, and the USGS admits their numbers are near historic highs. ClimateGate was hype, and it's been debunked. The UK Information Commissioner found the ClimateGate scientists guilty of breaking the law by hiding data from the public. Models project a temperature increase of over 2 degrees this century. And these same models overestimated warming over the past 15 years by 400%. Weather is not climate. Actually, yes. And this is true when it's hot outside, too. Climate denial is a well-funded conspiracy. Actually, the real money is to be made in global warming alarmism.
Well, that's right.
That's pretty good.
That's right. He gets the high spots. And here's the kicker. When you look under the hood, you'll see these organizations that are supposed to be protecting and giving us the truth are well-funded by the fossil fuel industry. The Sierra Club itself has received $20 million from the gas from gas lobbies.
That's a bit of a conflict of interest, Harold. All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with more. We got open lines, 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Alrighty, gentlemen, what do you say we take a phone call? Any takers?
I'm in for it.
I'm in for it as well. Harold, you
yeah,
in?
Yeah, right.
All right, let's take Curtis in Florida. Go ahead, Curtis.
Bob and Lindsay, thank you for taking my call. You have a really nice program. I like you and Michael Rivero of all the programs at RPN. I listen to it constantly. You two are my favorite. I hear some sadness in your voice, and it's almost... This is something I'm as a musician, I listen to voices, and I hear that. I hope you're doing well in life, I really do.
I appreciate that.
The other thing I wanted to say was, I eventually hooked up a radio program, a book, and a Saturday seminar school, so I can't fit my entire worldview into one phone call. But just a call for common sense. I think that the wickedness of Rush Limbaugh calling environmentalists extremists or wackos does real damage. I love our environment. I want clean air, clean water, and clean soil. I also value productivity and the industrial modern age. And I think there should be a common, I wish there could be a word that we could embrace that represents that common middle ground between trying to shake down the white race with fossil fuel tax credits, or whatever they call those credits, and loving your environment. You want a nice, clean world to raise your children. That's one comment. The other thing is, I don't really know what Agenda 21 is. It probably is a shakedown of the white race. That's what I'm going to guess it is. But once again, there needs to be a, and I know you've told me to email, and I apologize, but there needs to be a middle ground between an international appropriation of Europe and America's land for the rest of the world to climb on in, and a just stewardship of 40 acres and a mule, or the current quotient, living quotient, to every adult citizen of a country, rather than the arena-style dog-eat-dog economic cannibalism that is capitalism. I believe that strongly. And if Agenda 21 has a redistribution of land to shake down the white race, I'm against it. But I am for a Georgist type. Everyone gets a natural inheritance that they don't have to buy, just like we currently buy our left kidney or our air or our rain or our sun. We don't have to pay a Jewish or a white trader merchant to look at sunshine or air or rain. But we do have to pay a Jewish landlord or a white psychopath trader to put our feet on the ground and to live on planet Earth. That's a sick system. So once again, a middle ground between capitalism and 10 to 21 and a middle ground between calling environmentalists wackos and at the same time keeping our environment as clean as possible. Back to you. And you can discredit my white nationalist leanings off the air.
All right, thank you. We plan to do so.
That was a good call. I like that call.
You like the white nationalist calls?
Well, I like the.
I guess I'm his favorite Jewish host on the network. Did you hear that?
You give him a plenty. You give him a platform. That's good. That's.
I'm the only Jewish host on the network.
We are open to ideas.
The best way.
Well, go ahead, Harold. I think you got it.
I think one of the best introductions to Agenda 21 is an hour-long discussion by, you'll be on the edge of your seat when you listen to Rosa Quar, and she talks to the Tea Party. She's a Democrat.
Rosa Quarry.
Yeah, Rosa Quarry. K-O-I-R-E. And Google that up and watch this video, and you'll understand what Agenda 21 is all about in her mind. The Green Mask is the book she wrote that explains it. It's I've got the Kindle version on my Kindle right now. And it is an explosive review of Agenda 21, and in 1 hour you'll get the gist of what's going on, and you'll see where the right wing and the left wing actually agree that both of their parties have been hijacked, and it's a great little documentary that explains it pretty clearly. So Curtis's ideas I found interesting. I think
you're a white nationalist socialist as well.
Well, right? I'm not name calling, but his concepts were good.
Concepts or which
well,
one?
Well, you know, people call themselves one thing or another, but they may actually, when the elephant gets in their backyard, they may disavow all that stuff due to reality. So I don't go by party affiliation necessarily, because that's a effort to do groupthink, but there are individuals.
Who's talking about party association?
What's that?
Who's talking about party? Socialism's a philosophy, not a
group,
party.
Group or groups or cults or whatever you want to call them.
All right.
That are either based on valid open source journalism or based on belief systems that have no definite source, like religions or so forth.
Could I interject this, that, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that Curtis's point of view pertaining to the United States may be completely in error, but, I mean, it's the same thing no matter where the natives live. Like, for example, in South Africa, we just saw what we've seen there. President Thabo Mbeki has talked about how the entire ANC has left the real ideals. They've sold out to corporatism in South Africa. Mandela, we've been, you know, celebrating, you know, with all of these presidents and people meeting at this big party, the takeover of the government there, which which was taken away from the white apartheid system that was there for quite a while. That was according to people that I know that have lived there. You know, apartheid was dissolving slowly away before Mandela came on the scene, of course. But
right.
Here's the point. The point is that, you know, they have been using the same tactics for a long, long, long time in Africa against blacks. So it's not about whites or blacks. I mean, in China, they have the one-child policy, the Ukrainians suffered under Stalin. I mean, these tactics, the Agenda 21 tactics that we're talking about, I'm sure you're aware of this, Harold and Bob, are aimed at the natives, whoever's there. I mean, it could be American Indians, it could be, people in Haiti, it could be people, obviously in Africa, it could be people all across Europe, and of course in very populated places like India and China, we see it as well. This is about controlling the masses. It's not about controlling colors. It's not about racism. It's about elitism. And they do have elites who are black and who are Asian and who are of various colors all over the world who are a party to this New World Order. And I think that's where we agree. It's not a racist issue. It has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with the elite controlling the territory where people live, no matter who they are, where they are. I think that's what you guys would agree with, right?
I think that's basically right, but it's super selective in some areas where it targets the people with money, the middle class with enough
right.
money to squeeze the turnip and get something back, and to get to conform rural communities to make them more and more beholden to the urban. Mindset, and land use arrangements, charging them for their rainwater, and if they're by the size of their roof, which is the square footage of their roof, which is an attempt here in Alachua County. So a lot of people actually think that might be a good idea, because if we need the revenue to pave the roads, we might just resort to these kind of draconian things to punish those people out there who dare live outside the city limits.
Yeah, it's all about the artificial imposition of scarcity, which drives the lemmings. You know, we don't have enough water, we don't have enough energy, we don't have enough food, we don't have enough money. We have to either do something, government has to provide a program, another failed war, to do something to solve the problems. And getting people to believe in this ideology is the mindset tactic that is used by the New World Order to get people to walk in step and to goose step down the street and follow some maniac as a leader into something that always ends up in disaster. It's historical. This isn't conspiracy theory. This is just history. It's just history. It's happened over and over and over and over and over again, and people still don't get it. And it's an embarrassment to people in the United States, in my opinion, about our fellow citizens who sit there and suck all day long on that poisonous teeth, the boob tube, and come away with no idea at all about what's really going on and no ability in this information age to even do the slightest bit of thinking or the slightest bit of historical research which would reveal all of this.
Right. Watch Judge Judy and get your justice for the day.
I love Judge Judy.
Yeah, I do. I do, too. I think she's probably the most entertaining judge.
Oh, yeah. She's cool.
Did I ask you, young man, to tell me what you thought of me?
Is that my mother? Mom?
No,
is that you?
Charles Malthus said that the world would run out of food as the population went exponential.
That didn't happen.
And it's happening, and Monsanto is the outcome.
Yeah, right.
All righty, gentlemen. Well, we're going to take another quick break. And hopefully be able to feed ourselves until the other side.
Is there anything you
do? Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free
by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Let me just take over for the rest of the show, all right? You guys just sit there and comment on whatever I talk about. Can you handle that?
Are you going to say something new?
Can we handle that, Harold?
I got a few stories I want to get into, though. Okay, I've been holding them back here. 300,000 Fukushima refugees still living in cages in makeshift camps. Did you know about those people, Harold?
Of course, this was an issue I was going to bring up before the break. We're talking about global warming, but we're not talking about what's going to make the human race extinct, like these kinds of horrendous accidents, if you can believe half of what is being reported.
Right. The other story I wanted to bring up is the former hawkish Bank of Israel head, who's, guess what? He's going to be the next Fed vice chairman.
Yeah.
You know this guy? Stanley Fisher is his name. Fisher stepped down as Bank of Israel governor in June. Fisher is the leading candidate to be the deputy Fed chief. And the DJ White House near nominating Stanley Fisher
to Fed Vice Chair. And he was, of course, one of Ben Bernanke's closest compatriots.
That brings up a question. You know, I keep asking why all these Ashkenazi Jews are appointed to these positions in high financial authority. And, I mean, I'm not asking that question because I have an axe to grind. I'm just saying it seems to be so obvious to me that it's almost creating a backlash on purpose.
It's the Pope.
Well, what's that?
It's the Pope. It's the Vatican.
Ah, the Pope. Okay. Well, you know, there's some truth to that, because historically we've been talking about it. I mean, you go back to Jacob Frank, and you go back even before that. I mean, for a long time, the connections between the Jewish community, individuals in Europe, you know, as goldsmiths and people like that, were very largely relied upon by the papacy, the Roman Empire, and people in Europe, the nobility. And so, but the question is, why do they keep putting these people in these positions when it seems, again, to be so obviously cockeyed that it causes a backlash against the Jewish community as a whole, because these filthy banksters have stolen so much money and created so much trouble? I really wonder.
Yeah, but who is they? You're talking about who? Why do they? Who is the they you're talking about?
The reptilians.
Well, I mean, could be, but I mean, we go from, Greenspan to Bernanke to Yellen, and now, Mr. Fisher. And of course, if you look at the list from the IMF, the Bank of International Settlements, and all these other different organizations, if they're not Chinese, they're Jewish, it seems like, you know. And I'm only asking the question as to, and maybe the question is good when you say that, Harold, who are they? Who runs things behind them?
Well, it's them that's running the whole thing. It's a hurricane that generates its own wind.
Yeah, very likely.
You know, so that's, I mean, it's the fox watching the hen house. I mean, which fox is going to replace the next fox? I mean, it's going to be a solitary vote.
But, I mean, one would think that with as much financial power that these positions wield, you know, that somebody would be asking questions with all the other elitist groups that are out there, you know, and the different people that
sure.
we have. I mean, you know, we've got the Bushes, of course, and then we've got, you know, Obama and his supposed connections to the Saudis and people like that. And you wonder how the storefront operators of the financial institution always seem to be so easily identified. I've always used the analogy of it's like a McDonald's. You know, everybody's got a uniform that works at the counter, but the guy that owns the franchise is wearing a Hawaiian shirt and sunglasses, sitting there reading the paper, drinking
coffee.
That's
an interesting analogy. I can see what you mean.
It's because the bankers are looked at as providers. They're not looked at as criminals. The bankers are the people who give you the money.
They're providing
They are the ones that bring you your daily bread.
Oh, so, thank God for the bankers. What would we do without them?
So
Let's ask our next caller that. We got Frank from West Virginia on the line. Frank, what would we do without the bankers? You love the bankers, don't you?
Well, no, I put it in the stock market, just the NASDAQ.
Oh, yeah, stock market. That's
great, man. Right, you're up 38% this year, Bob, instead of negative territory. Yeah. I mean, the banks aren't paying an interest rate. It's, your money's worth less at the end of the year if you put it in the banks and your savings account, all right, Bob? Gotta get fully vested this year.
Do you understand that when we say the banks, we're not talking about putting your money in the bank? We're talking about the private central bank, which has a major effect on the stock market as well. And yes, they've inflated it. Look at their. Hold on, Frank. Let me talk. Yes, they've inflated the market with their printing and whatnot, but is that really going to make it better for us in the long run, or are we about to go off the edge of the cliff?
The poor have got poor, Bob. That's your class of human beings. The rich.
Okay.
Are rich.
Yeah. All right. You're not gonna make a ad hominem right now on my show. The bottom line is, you're a lemming. And you'll follow these banks till the edge of the cliff as long as you're making money or seemingly doing well in the stock market. Right, Frank?
Yeah, because I got a brand new goddamn car this year, and I own my home, and I'm going on vacation again all winter, Bob. And my money, inflated money, buys wonderful things in the inflated money world.
It's nice to be on.
Yes, lemmings, just wonderful being a lemon. I'd be that.
Steve, you want to take on this moron for a moment?
Well, I can tell you this right now. I can tell you, you know, Warren. Well, here's a point. Warren Buffett, George Soros, and a lot of the big insiders have pulled a lot of money out of the stock market in the last week, and they're showing some very short receipts there in Wall Street right now.
Do you have any proof?
Hey, I'm saying, hey, I'm glad you got a good ride, but I think you better get ready for the plunge. It's going to hit, and already the big money is already coming out of it, and that's why the market is down. They can say it's about the easing off of quantitative easing, but that's not it. These guys are already getting jumping ship. So you better get in the lifeboat, my friend. I hope you take your money out and do well with it. But if you're going to stay in there, I'm afraid you're going to find out very quickly that these people are already gone. The lifeboats from this ship are already out there 40 or 50
years. The bond market dropped precipitously today.
Yes, it did.
I'm up since Barack got elected 312%. That means I have 312% more money than you do at that same time. What does it feel like to be poor? That's what you should talk about on this show. Really, what does it feel like to be poor?
How do you know our economic status?
Oh, I know, Bob. You're poor. You're poor, Bob.
I am poor. You're right about that.
What does it feel like to be poor? What?
Well, I'll tell you what. I feel that as long as I'm prepared when the stuff hits the fan, I don't care how much money you have in the stock market, I'll be better off than you will be.
Oh, who's that?
And guess what? When you come knocking on my door, I'm not going to help you out.
Well,
I'm sorry. I love you, but I'm not going
to
help you out.
You're too poor to help him out.
Yeah, I'll be too poor. But at least I'll have my ammo. At least I'll have my food supplies, and I'll have everything else ready to go.
The question is, what does it feel like to be the exception to the rule?
Mm-hmm.
That's the real question. What does it feel like to be one out of 10,000?
How's it feel?
And not care about the rest of them. And there you go with the socialist mentality. Well, you got to give away a little bit, but that's not it. You have to be invested in order to tread water. Some people make water, not just tread water. So they're lucky enough to, at least in this lifetime, gather some profit above the rest of the herd, but when most of the herd is going underwater.
You're right. You got anything to say to that before we let you go? We're coming up to the end of the hour.
Well, obviously, you guys are members of the herd. When's your next money bomb there, Bob?
Yeah, and your herd's going off the cliff, Bob. Your herd will starve.
How many people we have on the call here? I thought I only took Frank's call.
When's the next time you're begging for money on the air, Bob?
Yeah, Bob. I don't beg, Bob. You do.
Would you guys like to make a donation to the show? Do you support what we're doing here?
Yeah, we would. Actually, we would. Yeah, to Wally's show, I would.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, Mr. Producer. Put them on hold, and please take their information, and we'd be happy to take their donation because, after all, I'm not doing what the bankers are doing. I'm an activist trying to make a difference so that putts like you don't have to live in a hellhole, all right? Because I don't care if you're brainwashed or not, I'm still going to try to make the best out of this crappy situation we're in, and we will do so next hour. We got another hour to go. We'll continue to take calls. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With fine